Lance Biddle with you here on Giants.com. So glad you could join us. We are getting you set for round two of Bracket Challenge, the best plays at MetLife Stadium. And here to help us break it down is our very own Paul Dottino. So, Paul, here is our next round two matchup, a pair of plays from the 2011 campaign. Christmas Eve, Victor Cruz's 99-yard touchdown catch against the New York Jets to help propel the Giants into the playoffs and help them win the Super Bowl, going up against Travis Beckham's zigzag touchdown grab against the Green Bay Packers a little bit earlier in the campaign. So let's start with Victor Cruz. A big momentum turner, Paul. The Jets, if you recall, had a 49-yard punt right before. Giants take over at their own one-yard line, and Cruz works his magic.
Yeah, you know, up until that point in the game, you really didn't know what was going to happen. The Giants weren't quite on top of their game, and suddenly here's Eli throwing this pass to the right sideline from his own one. Now, of course, a lot of things can go wrong back there when you're on 1 yard line. And even when Cruz makes the catch, you're not sure that it's going to go anywhere, except maybe just a short pass play and a first down. Well, he winds up breaking a couple of tacklers, juking a couple of guys, and before you know it, he's taken off down the sideline, and there's open field in front of him. Well, this became one of your typical 70-plus-yard touchdown catches of Victor Cruz's season, and what really not only catapulted him to the Pro Bowl, but if you had to pick one play that was really the linchpin and the turning point that would send the Giants onto their Super Bowl run that season, it would have to be the 99-yard touchdown catch by Victor Cruz.
They never trailed in the regular season after getting that touchdown. And another important aspect, Paul, to note on that play, after he splits two defenders, he then hurdles over another, and then he's got to make sure he keeps both feet in play on that.
Absolutely. It's a tremendous play because of his speed, his athleticism, and again, his football instincts and his wherewithal of exactly what he's doing and where he is on the field to finally reach the end zone.
Well, speaking of athleticism, Travis Beckham had the Packers defense running in circles, left, right, then left again. It was his second catch of the season, and it was his longest grab of his career.
Yeah, well, you know, Lance, when you look at Travis Beckham, you knew he was an incredible athlete when the Giants drafted him, and it's on display in this play. You know, you're thinking if you're the secondary, well, he's not going to be the guy that's going to wind up beating us in this spot. So he catches the ball, and there are a bunch of guys all around, kind of in a zone situation, and somehow, some way, he starts weaving his way through. He wasn't known as a jukeability kind of guy, you know, but we knew he had athleticism, and he had some speed, and he certainly put it on display there. It was a little surprising because a lot of times you'll see tight ends like Mark Bavaro try to take guys on, bowl them over, muscle their way toward the end zone. Beckham just said, you know what, I think I'm going to take the clean way out, and I'm going to weave my way through like a mouse looking for the cheese.
And it was the third play of the game. The Giants had scored less than 2 minutes in, and this was against an unbeaten Packers team. It really set the tone for the rest of the contest, Paul.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I think that, you know, the Packers were stunned by the fact that, you know, the Giants had pulled this one off. And Eli Manning, you never know who he's going to throw it to because he had so many targets that year, and this was just one of the surprising ones.
So a pair of plays from the 2011 campaign, Victor Cruz's athleticism against Travis Beckham's athleticism. You can head to Giants.com/NY.